Wrigley's Spearmint Gum presents The Howard Miller Show. And now we take you backstage of the Chicago Theater, and here with music on records is Howard Miller.
Thank you very much, Dick Becker. This is Howard Miller speaking, welcoming you aboard to the club, the Wrigley Spearmint Chewing Gum Club that meets every morning in the studio at this hour. Of course, we've got to say hello to our dearly departed friend, the lovable old man of radio, Mr. Ed Joyce, who is somewhere between here and New York, touring the country and seeing how it looks and probably chewing vociferously on Wrigley Spearmint to relieve the tension. This is Howard Miller from backstage of the dressing room of the Chicago Theater, where we're in the final lap now, the final 4 days of our extended engagement here with a great all-star record show. And, of course, this radio show presented by the Wrigley people in the hopes that you enjoy good music and your Monday morning fare. And good music we have, because we're going to lead off this morning by playing an old standard. By this time, it's a standard. It was originally cut by Frankie Lane, an old Columbia record of about 3 years vintage that's called Jezebel.
Without a pair of horns, it was you, Jezebel, it was you. If ever an angel fell, Jezebel, it was you, Jezebel, it was you. If ever a pair of eyes promised paradise, deceiving me, grieving me, leaving me blue, Jezebel, it was you. If ever the devil's plan was made to torment man, it was you, Jezebel, it was you. 'Twould be better had I never known a lover such as you, forsaking dreams and all for the siren call of your arms. Like a demon, love possessed me, you obsessed me constantly. What evil star is mine that my fate's design should be? Jezebel. If ever a pair of eyes promised paradise, deceiving me, grieving me, leaving me blue, Jezebel, it was you. If ever the devil's plan was made to torment man, it was you. Night and day, every way, Jezebel, Jezebel, Jezebel.
Oh, that's a great old classic, isn't it? Jezebel by Frankie Lane. And if memory doesn't desert me at a time like this, as I recall, that was the very first record that Frankie made when he followed Mitch Miller over from the Mercury label, which, of course, started both of them, into the Big C label of Columbia. You can probably hear this background noise here, and I guess best I apologize for it and explain what the noise is. Ordinarily, you don't hear it in a radio studio, but here backstage in our dressing room at the Chicago Theater, all of our singers are beginning their vocalizing to get morning frogs out of their throat. And, of course, they have very little respect for the fact that we're here on the air, and I wouldn't expect them to, because this is their home during these ensuing 2 weeks. Well, this is Monday, of course, all over the world, especially here in these United States of America. And Monday means a lot of busy shopping for you, Mother. Maybe even right at the moment, you've got the stuff in the washing machine and you're just waiting for it to cool off before you go out and do your grocery shopping. I know how the average American family is. They sort of pick and nosh all over the weekend. By the time Monday rolls around, there's nothing left in the larder. Well, now when you go out to shop today, will you do me a great big favor and also your family a favor? You slip into that shopping list these names or these words. Wrigley Spearmint Chewing Gum. And when you buy all the rest of the meat and taters for your family, you'll be able to serve them, too, the wholesome and delicious product that the Wrigley folks are so proud of. Wrigley Spearmint Chewing Gum. The finest dessert to any meal you can possibly serve. You try it for relieving tensions or for all the rest of your multifarious duties around the house. You reach for refreshment by reaching for Wrigley Spearmint Chewing Gum. I know you like it. Well, a few days ago, we had an opportunity of interviewing Miss Georgia Gibbs. And we did it on tape recording, which we present now. And I began the interview by saying...
Georgia, now, in just a very few days, you're going to be leaving for Europe. What is this, the fourth or the fifth trip that you made over there, isn't it?
Well, this is going to be my sixth, Howie.
Sixth?
Yeah.
Well, now, most of these have been working trips. Is this going to be a working trip? You're going to work in the clubs over there?
No, this is the first time I'm really going over for a holiday.
It's strictly a holiday.
Uh-huh.
Georgia, from having made that many trips in the past, both as a working member of the arts and also as a traveler, you find that the audiences there in Europe are much different in their acceptance of performers than we are here in this country?
Well, let me see. Now, you say different. I think that, let's just say that they don't have quite as much as we have, so maybe we get just a little bit more attention over there, Howie, than we do here.
They're a little bit kinder and not so jaundiced
and
in their approach.
They're a very, very loyal audience, because once you get over there and you do a great job, you can go back the next time and not be quite so good, but they'll remember you from the great job, you see?
Well, that's real testimony. Now, I know that you're going to fly over, Georgia, and then you're going to come back in the boat?
Yes, I'm going to come back on the Ile-de-France, Howie.
Oh, that'll be wonderful. It's a great, great line because, of course, as everyone knows, the cuisine on the French line is so excellent. And
oh,
there's
yes.
a lot of
put
farting,
on about 10 pounds.
Well, listen, you can stand it. You've always tipped the beam at, what, about 102 pounds anyway, haven't you?
Oh, no, I'm a good 106 now.
Well, that's when you're soaking wet. George, you've got a fabulous new record out for Mercury. I want you to be my baby baby. What's
well,
the story
thank
behind?
You, Howie.
What's the story behind this recording? When did you make it?
Oh, goodness, this is really a fabulous story. I was working in Salisbury Beach, Howie. It's about 35 miles outside of Boston. And I had a call from our A&R man up at Mercury, and they wanted me to fly right into New York. So I had to get up real early in the morning. Now, you know, for a singer, getting up at 9 o'clock in the morning is the middle of the night.
Yeah.
And I drove into Boston, grabbed a plane, came into New York. I had to learn the song in the studio, and we cut the sides, grabbed a cab back to the airport, back to Boston, back to Salisbury, and did two shows that night.
All in that one day. You know, what strikes me as so strange about the record, Georgia, is your ability to sing so fast, that middle part, that bridge.
Howie, I don't know how I did it.
No, I really don't. Now, of course, we're going to play the record in a couple of minutes, but I think most of the country has already heard the record. Was there some particular trick or device that you used? They didn't speed up the tape. You actually were going that fast, weren't you?
No, that's me. That's me, Howie. It's just that I don't know how I did it. I didn't think I was going to be able to do it, but... I guess you just have to have a fast tongue and be able to enunciate, you know, and get your breath at the same time.
Well, I think it all happens when a person is a real professional, as you are, Georgia. When did the career of the fabulous Hernibs, Miss Gibbs, begin?
Oh, gracious, Howie, that was way back in Worcester. I started to sing when I was 3 years old in an orphanage. Actually, that's where it started.
And since then, of course, your successes have been in the fields of radio, television, and, of course, as the outstanding star of a great record company, Mercury.
Yes, I've been very lucky, Howard, this year.
Have you any idea, Georgia, how many records you've sold over this career of yours as a record star?
Gee, I really don't know. I know, of course, that this has been my biggest year. I haven't gotten my royalty check yet, Howard, so I can't tell you.
Well, as a matter of fact, if this one racks up the sales that everyone anticipates, this will be your third gold record in 1 year, won't it?
Well, this has just been too much, because believe me, I was so grateful for Tweedledee, and then when Henry came along, I figured, well, my cup runneth over.
Yes, and then, of course, Sweet and Gentle. I don't know if that'll go a million, but it's going to be awfully close to
yeah,
it.
Sweet and Gentle was a nice hit for me, yes.
Yes, and then this one, on top of all the rest, I mean, four in one fiscal year. I think you can afford to go to Europe. Well, that healthy laugh belongs to a girl singer who I think is about as professional and fine a qualified performer as there is in the field of music today. Now, Georgia... I want you to hold on to the line there. Don't go away. It's worth the extra few dollars for me to keep this toll established just so that we can talk to you again right after the record is over. And for all the people now, let's put that record on the turntable and listen to it. It's a fabulous and delightful thing, a brand new and refreshing sound. Miss Georgia Gibbs with I Want You to Be My Baby.
I want you to be
what?
I want you to be my please? Will you please tell?
Will you please tell
me if you're gonna be my baby? Listen to your mama and you never will regret it. And if anybody wonders, you can tell them that I said it. The only thing I know is that I never can forget you. I've been longing for you, baby, ever since the day I met you. I got you where I want you and I'm never gonna let you get away from me. Hear what I tell you, I'm the gal for you. And so you better start to face it. If you ever lose my love, you know you never can replace it. I think it's time for you to start to giving me some loving. Carrying a torch for you that's hotter than an oven. It's time for you to give me a little turtle dove. And baby, hold me tight and do what I tell you.
I want you to be
I want you to be my baby. Will you please tell me
what?
If you're gonna be my baby.
That was Georgia Gibbs. I want you to be my baby baby. Now, as you know, we still have Georgia on the line, so let's go back to her and talk. Georgia, I want to wish you certainly bon voyage. First of all, best of luck on this great new record of yours.
Oh, thanks, sir.
Secondly, you have a well-deserved trip over there. And let's hear from you via the postcards, will you?
Well, arrivederci, au revoir, and so long.
Well, anything that you want, just so you hurry back.
Okay, thanks, Ari.
Thanks very much, Georgia Gibbs. And as we've explained, that was Miss Georgia Gibbs, her Nibs, the young thrush from the Mercury Record Company who has done such stellar performances for Mercury all this year. And success couldn't happen to a more deserving person because here's a real professional in the business. We did this interview about a week ago, and Georgia by this time is probably winging her way, via the benefit of airplanes, of course, over the Atlantic Ocean on her well-deserved trip to Europe. Well, we hope you enjoyed listening to Georgia. Now, by the way, when you go out shopping again, Mother, let me remind you, please, meat and potatoes are very important, of course, but everyone likes to have a delightful moment of relaxation. And the best way to achieve that, of course, is to lean back, enjoy your favorite radio or television on CBS stations, and then just sort of munch away on Wrigley's Spearmint Chewing Gum. It's a delightful repast, and we want you to try it. This is Howard Miller from our dressing room backstage at the Chicago Theater. We'll be seeing you tomorrow with a real interesting story of a great star in the headlines of music. And until we see you then, thank you very much for being a part of our show. We love all of your swell letters. You keep them coming. Just write to me, Howard Miller, CBS in Chicago. We'll answer every one that we can. And by the way, our theme song is Bublitschki, and here it is.
Just heard the Howard Miller Show with music on record, brought to you from Chicago by Wrigley's Spearmint Gum. Be sure and join Howard Miller tomorrow at the same time when his guest will be Tony Bennett in his home in Riverdale, New York. This is the CBS Radio Network.
Yes, it's A&P for low prices on fine food. Why pay more when you save at A&P? Listen for this wonderful value. Sultana Tuna Flakes, 2 6-ounce tins, 39 cents. Shop and save at your nearby A&P.